who's done this shoebox so far? Bruce has. Okay, thanks, Bruce. That's really good. Good effort, Bruce. Anyone else done a shoebox yet? Anyone else has taken a shoebox but yet to fill it? That's me. Yeah, I haven't done that yet. Okay, so there are some at the door. You've got to grab those and let's do that. But more importantly, I think what Charlotte discovered in that is as she did something to show God's love, is she had this unique privilege of later on like getting to interact with somebody who's been a recipient of love. Not by her specifically, but by part of Christ's family, which is pretty cool. Hey, I'm excited today because it's our family special, midweek of the school holidays, which is a new thing we've been doing this year, and it's good to have lots of kids here. So if any of the kids want to sort of be in on the story time, now's the time to relocate down in here. If you're a kid who needs like adult supervision when you do that, because you get pretty excited at the story time, you just bring your mum or dad down with you as well, okay? So just down in here, that'd be cool, because Gareth's not going to look after all the kids. So any kids that want to be close to the story, because I tell you, today I'm pretty excited to introduce you to my new partner in crime, I mean in storytelling, and I want you to give a big hand, okay? Are you ready back there?
Mostly.
Just a minute, I'll just check. Just a sec. Mostly ready.
My battery died, but it's working now.
Okay. So do you need longer? It's kind of working. It's working. I think it's enough. Okay. Are you ready? I want to give a big hand to Lucas, okay? Woo! Woo! What are you doing?
Oh, it's Christmas.
Well, no, it's not Christmas for ages yet. Like, and your reindeer looks pretty dead.
Ran out of battery, so.
Oh, look.
A bit sad.
I know you and Dave are quite good mates, and his Christmas fever's been running off on you.
Yeah.
And I know that Christmas is coming, isn't it? Christmas is coming. We're not actually in Christmas is coming mode yet, okay? Because it's that's too many sleeps to count, okay? So I wanted you to get dressed up for our storytelling, but we're not. Thanks. We're not doing the story of Christmas. Can you go find another suit, please? Remember, do you know what story we're doing? What story are we doing?
Jonah.
Jonah, about Jonah, you know, and the big fish. So can you go and get a storytelling something on? Like, thanks. Oh, man. Christmas is cool. Christmas is coming, but we're not doing a countdown to Christmas yet. You can in your own homes, whatever you do there. You can put up a tree whenever you like, but at my house, not till beginning of December, okay? Even though sometimes Christmas creeps in here a little bit earlier than December, but I'm not, you know, I'd never approve that. Are you ready yet? Oh, anyway. Like, so, we're going to be doing the story of Jonah today, and the reason I've got Lucas helping me is because there's too many things to be done and said in the story of Jonah. So he's going to do half, and I'm going to do half, and you all are going to help with Lucas's half because he's new at the storytelling thing and he needs a bit of help. So are you guys good for that?
Yeah.
Will you help Lucas? You will? Okay. Will anybody else help Lucas?
Yes.
Anybody else? Yeah. Lucas, hurry up. Oh, come on then. All right. Hey. Oh. Lucas, it's even the right color, big fish, all that, but they need to see your face, like your face. And can you speak up? We can't hear you inside the mask thing, so... Look, can you just get like storyteller's hat or something? Is that all right? Come on then. Thanks, Luke. I like his head. It's cool, but it won't work. You've got to be able to see his face because he's going to tell some of the story with his face and you're going to have to help him with that, okay? So are you right there? This shouldn't be as long a change as that last change unless you've got another full suit. Are you right there? You're good. Okay, come on out then. Yeah, look, that's much more like in keeping with the storytelling mode for today, because
cool.
We're not going to be about costumes so much.
Oh.
We're going to be about sounds and actions and stuff, okay?
Yep.
So here's the deal. We're going to have a practice before we start the story. We're going to learn the parts of the story that Lucas is helping me with, but you guys have to help Lucas, okay? So there's a few key words in the story of Jonah that I want you to learn and practice. Are you right there?
Yeah,
you
I was just
cool, okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing is this. In the story of Jonah, there's a city, and the city's called Nineveh.
Oh, no!
Okay, so that's the name of the city. And the key character in the story, his name is Jonah.
You're the man.
Yeah, well,
hey, yeah. Parents, I want you to get on this as well.
Yeah, they're not practicing yet. You show them. Okay, now, in the story, Jonah...
You're the man.
...is going to meet some sailors.
Hey there, my matey.
And they're going to get in this big storm.
Yeah, that one's a hard
one. And then at some point, there is going to be a big fish. A big fish.
Yep.
And in the story, the most important person is God.
He loves the world.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. There's also going to be a leafy plant.
So good.
You'll get to figure that one out later.
Yep.
And there's going to be a small worm.
What can he do?
We'll see. He's quite small. I'll just get him for you here. He is here. Here's my small worm. Small worm.
So cute.
Yeah, he is. He is cute. Anyway, we'll just put him down here for now. Are you right? Here he goes. All right, so now it's your turn to help Lucas, and we're going to do a bit of a practice, okay? So we're going to do the story of Jonah.
Your man.
Yeah, and about him getting told to go to Nineveh.
Oh, no!
And it was God.
He loves the world.
Yeah, who told him to go to Nineveh.
Oh, no!
But Jonah...
You're the man.
Ran away, and he met some sailors.
Hey there, my matey.
And they got caught in a big storm.
Yeah, it was good. It was real good.
Pathetic storm. It was like.
Oh. Looked like. Well, there are some people who are quite good out there.
Yeah, well, man, anyway. And he was going to get caught in a big storm.
Richard.
Okay. And later in the story, there's going to be a big fish.
Oh.
Do you know that there is more enthusiasm about a big fish than a big storm?
Everyone likes a big fish.
Anyway, and then there's going to be a leafy plant.
So good. Well, you don't need to the heart.
And a small worm.
What was he?
Follow their lead.
Oh, yeah. What can he do?
Okay, you guys got it? You got it? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, make sure, because I need the feedback here, because I'm not watching Lucas, I'm watching you to see if you're doing what he's doing, okay? To make sure he's got it right. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so once there was a guy called Jonah.
You're the man.
Yeah, he was the man. In fact, he would go around and he would hear from God.
He loves the world.
Yeah, he would hear stuff like that, and he would tell other people about it so that people thought Jonah...
You're the man.
Exactly. Well, anyway, one day God...
He loves the world.
Yeah, he even loves a city called Nineveh.
Oh, no!
Well, actually, you're right, because it was a pretty evil place full of a whole lot of people that used to hurt each other. And so God...
He loves the world.
Even though he loved them, he knew it was time that they stopped doing that stuff. And so he said to Jonah...
You're the man.
Well, he kind of. And he said... Can you please go to Nineveh?
Oh, no!
Well, yeah, because Jonah...
You're the man.
Yeah, he was not the man, because he didn't want to go there, because they were his enemies. And he was like, no way am I going there. So instead of going to Nineveh...
Oh, no!
He ran away.
Yeah.
There's no action for that. No, no, no. If Lucas isn't doing it, you can't do it. And he came down, he hopped on a boat, going in the opposite direction... And he joined a bunch of sailors.
Hey there, my matey.
Yeah, they were a tough crew. And they were on their way on the ocean on a long, long cruise. And Jonah.
You're the man.
He went on down the ship and fell asleep in the bottom of the boat. But after a while, a big storm came. In fact, God.
He loves the world.
Yeah, he's the one who sent the big storm. But even with the big storm,
it's a lot of build up.
There's not a lot of movement going on in the storm, is there?
Oh, let's do another practice round, I think.
But even during the big storm, Jonah.
You're the man.
Yeah, he was the man asleep in the bottom of the boat. But the sailors.
Hey there, my matey.
They weren't so tough now. They were freaking out because the big storm. Was so scary, so they started to throw all the stuff overboard, and then they were praying to their different gods, and then all of a sudden they were freaking out, and then the captain of the boat, he's the main sailor.
You're the man. No. So said you're the man, and they put me off. Hey there, my matey.
The main sailor,
hey there, matey.
The captain of the ship, he went down and he woke Jonah up.
You're the man.
Yeah, you're the man who's not praying right now. What's going on? Get up on board here and you pray to your God.
He loves the world.
You see, it was Jonah.
You're the man.
It was his God.
He loves the world.
Who loves the world. That was the one that had sent the big storm. And so when Jonah,
you're the man,
got up on top of the ship, and they threw the dice, they cast the lots to see whose fault it was for the storm. It,
oh, caught me there.
It pointed to Jonah.
You're the man.
Yeah, exactly. It was like when they cast the dice, God,
he loves the world.
Even he could work in that, and it landed on Jonah.
You're the man.
And that's what all the sailors,
hey there, matey,
said, you're the man. And they said, why? What have you done? And he said, well, I serve God.
He loves the world.
The one who made the world, the heavens and the seas and all that it is.
Mm.
And then he told them how that God,
he loves the world,
had asked him to go to Nineveh.
Oh,
and that
no.
He didn't want to go and he'd run away. And the sailors,
hey there, my matey,
they said, Jonah,
you're the man.
That got us into all this trouble. What are you thinking, you dummy? What are you doing? Silly your goose. God
loves the world.
Who made the heavens and the earth, and you're trying to run away from him? You're crazy. And they said, what shall we do? And so Jonah,
oh, you're the man.
He said, pick me up and throw me overboard. And they were like, no, 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 we don't want to do that. We don't want to throw you overboard. You might drown. And then your God,
he loves the world.
Yeah, he might judge us. And so the sailors,
hey there, my matey,
who used to cry out to lots of different false gods, they changed. And they said, God,
he loves the world.
Would you please save us and don't judge us for throwing this guy overboard? So then they grabbed Jonah.
No, so put me off there.
They grabbed Jonah.
Oh, yeah, you're the man.
And they threw... No, we're not...
Oh, yeah, that'll be scary.
Yeah, someone else has got to go in there later. They threw him into the sea. And the big storm... The big storm... It went
Richard.
Calm straight away. It was gone. There was no more storm. There was no more storm. It's not a big... storm anymore. And
nothing.
Jonah,
you're the man,
who was sinking down through the water and probably feeling a lot of things, as well as salt water in his mouth, but far from land, far from God.
Oh, yeah, loves the world.
Got
me there.
And yet, you know what? God,
he loves the world,
loved Jonah.
You're the man.
He did something amazing because he loved Jonah.
You're the man.
So much, he sent along a big fish. And the big fish swallowed Jonah.
You're the man.
Sometimes we stop and we think, wow, that's amazing. How big was that fish? Bigger than that.
Really trying.
How could that even work? And we miss what really happened in the story. God,
he loves the world,
created a big fish to swallow Jonah.
You're the man.
Because he loved Jonah.
You're the man.
Yeah. And he saved him. Inside the big fish, it tells us that Jonah cried
you're
out
man.
To God.
Oh, thank you. I got you there.
Yeah.
Hey.
And yeah. Oh. Man, got us all.
Pride.
And he said, I'm so sorry for what I've done. And then you know what happened after a couple of days of him like living inside a fish, a big fish? God.
He loves the world.
Got the big fish. And vomited Jonah out.
I was Jonah there, if you didn't get that.
Onto dry land. And when Jonah,
your man,
landed on the dry ground, God,
he loves the world,
who still loved the world, said to Jonah,
your man,
a second time, I want you now to get up and go to Nineveh.
Oh no!
Well, even though that's how Jonah,
your man,
felt, he knew that it was the right thing to do. And so he started walking the long walk, a long, long way, and eventually he came to Nineveh.
Oh no!
Remember, they're his enemies, and he wondered how they would treat him, but as he walked through the city, he told them about God.
He loves the world.
He actually told them that God was going to judge
them. He loves the world.
Yeah, and then in 40 days, they were going to be destroyed because of the wickedness and the way that they were hurting each other. And then Jonah,
you're the man,
left the city of Nineveh.
Oh, no.
But in the city of Nineveh,
oh,
even the king of Nineveh,
oh, no,
was saying, oh no, along with all the people, and they realized all the things they'd done wrong, and they listened to what Jonah,
you're the man,
had said about God.
He loves the world.
And they cried out to God.
He loves the world.
Yeah. And they said, we're so sorry for the things we've done. We want to change. And when God,
he loves the world,
saw Nineveh,
oh no,
do that, he said, I'm not going to judge you anymore. I'm going to forgive you. Now, yeah, cool. Except there's one person in the story that didn't like that. That was Jonah.
You're the man.
He was sitting out on this hill and he was waiting to see Nineveh.
Oh no!
His enemies get destroyed. But he also knew that God,
he loves the world,
loved Nineveh.
Oh no!
His enemies, and that because they were sorry, God had forgiven them and wasn't,
oh, he loves the world. That was good.
And wasn't going to judge them anymore. And so while Jonah,
you're the man,
was sitting down the hill, it got really hot. It got so hot that he didn't know what to do. So he got a few sticks and he tried to make himself a little shelter, and he was feeling so hot. And he was saying to God,
he loves the world.
Yeah, I know you love the world. That's why I didn't want to go there in the first place. And now you've gone and forgiven them. I knew that would happen. And now I'm sitting here and I wish I was dead. He's grumpy, isn't he?
But harsh.
But you know what? God,
he loves the world,
also loves Jonah.
You're the man.
And he grew a big leafy plant.
So good.
Yeah, up over Jonah.
Oh, you're the man. Yeah. Yeah, I almost forgot that one.
And the big leafy plant,
so good,
created shade for Jonah.
You're the man.
And so Jonah,
you're the man,
was so happy with the big leafy plant.
So good.
That's what he was saying. So he's sitting there and it says that he was really, really happy. Like one minute he's really grumpy, wants to die. The next minute he's really happy because somehow there's a big leafy plant.
So good.
But who was it that grew the leafy plant?
So good.
Who was it?
God. God. Loves the world.
Yeah. And he loved Jonah.
You're the man.
Too. But then something weird happened. It's like the piece of the story that we don't think is as big as a big fish. Because it's just about something really small. It's the story of the small worm.
What can he do?
Well, he is quite small. You see, the small worm,
what can he do?
Well, probably not much. But you see, God makes everything for a purpose.
Oh, he loves the world. Yeah,
and,
that's good.
He made the small worm.
What can he do?
Well, so God made the big fish, and it did exactly what it was made to do. And God made the big leafy plant.
He loves the world. So good.
And it did everything it was meant to do. And so God made the
small, he loves the world,
small worm.
What can he do?
An awful lot, because God,
he loves the world,
is the one who made the small worm.
What can he do?
Well, he can do an awful lot. And so what happened is that the small worm,
what can he do?
Well, I'll show you. He,
it's a question.
He came and he started to eat the leafy plant.
So good.
And he thought that too. And he thought the leafy plant,
so good,
yeah, was that. Then he ate the whole thing.
That's a bit rude.
Yeah, so just imagine that. Because otherwise I'm in trouble with the cafe staff for nicking their tree. And so at the end of the small worm's breakfast,
what can he do?
He had completely demolished the leafy plant.
So good.
Well, you might think it's good, but Jonah...
You're the man.
Yeah, he was not very happy again. And then God sent us.
Oh, he loves the world.
Yeah, a strong, hot east wind, and it blew in. We're not doing that other thing right now. And and once again, Jonah, who was grumpy... Jonah,
you're the man.
Who was grumpy, and then he was happy, and now he was grumpy again. And he was like, oh man, I wish I was dead. Like that. And then God...
He loves the world.
Had good. A little talk to Jonah.
You're the man.
Said, you're the man. And you know what? That big leafy plant?
So good.
You didn't even do anything to help that grow. You never planted it or watered it. Did anything. I did all that with that. And that big leafy plant?
So good.
Yeah, that you think that about and you've enjoyed, then suddenly it's gone because of the small worm.
What can he do?
Well, an awful lot, as you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And then now you're mad. Now you're so angry you wish you could die. And yet, just over there is the city of Nineveh.
Oh, no!
Yeah, well, you think that about them. But you know what? Shouldn't I love them who I have created?
Touché.
Shouldn't I? Because you know what? You loved a big leafy plant.
So good.
That you had nothing to do with. Just because it made you happy. Shouldn't I love Nineveh?
Oh no!
Who has 120,000 people that I love? Yeah. And you know what? The story ends there. Crazy. You finish there.
Fun.
Thanks to Lucas. Thanks. You can grab a seat now. Which means that you don't have to copy what he does anymore, because I want to use some of those words without us using all the other words. Got it? Yeah, sure. So, what I think's amazing in the story of Jonah is this. I think it's incredible that God took a big fish, which must have been pretty big to swallow Jonah, and he took a small worm, and he used both them for the same thing. But what's interesting, I find, is this, that God used the big fish to show Jonah that he loved Jonah. So that when things went wrong for Jonah and he made bad choices and he was far from God, God was showing Jonah his love by sending the fish. And the fish, remember what it did? It swallowed him. And while he was inside of it, it was keeping him safe. And then it spewed him out on the beach. It did all these things that are kind of weird, but really they're showing us that God loved Jonah. But here's the interesting part. That was a big fish to show one person his love. But then there was the small worm. God actually used the small worm to show Jonah how that God loved a whole city. This was just as big a miracle and maybe an even bigger idea. That even the people that we might look at and think don't deserve to be loved, that God would say, well, man, you love that other fun stuff that you had not much to do with that makes you happy, and you can't love the people that I've made. And so for Jonah to learn that, God had to send a small worm. But it's funny how the story finishes, and the reason it does is this, is that you and I get to finish the story, because it's like God says this to us. He says, hey, by the way, Jonah and everybody else, I love the world, even the bits of it that you don't like. Are you okay with that? And would you join me in loving others too? That's the story of the big fish and the small worm. Hey, let's just pray, eh? And let's just talk to God. Father God, I thank you that you love us, that you love Jonah, that you even love the people of Nineveh, even though they were doing horrible things. And because they got to hear about you, they changed. And they got to experience your love. I thank you too that Jonah got to experience your love, and that we do too, that no matter who we are and what we've done, that we come to you knowing that you love us and you've shown your love through Jesus, and we just want to say thank you today. But we also realize that there's parts of our world, there's people that we maybe don't like the stuff they do. And maybe there's people that we would go, oh no, about. But would you help us to see your love for them and to be okay with that and help us to move towards others and love them as you love us? Thank you for the story of Jonah. Thank you for your great love. Amen.